Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something a little different from our usual fare.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to explore the dedication of a book, a canine dedication to love and loyalty.
Ah, okay. A dedication. Interesting choice.
It might seem like a small thing, you know, just a few lines at the beginning.
Right. Easily overlooked sometimes.
But it can actually offer a surprisingly powerful glimpse into an author's experiences and maybe the forces that shape their writing.
Absolutely. I mean, a dedication, often just a sentence or two, can be this concentrated burst of emotion, of gratitude.
Yeah.
And this particular one, it really hints at a period of, well, real adversity and the significant role that support played in getting through it.
So our aim today is to really sort of unpack those layers of meaning within these few heartfelt sentences. Mm. It prompts a fascinating question, I think. How much can a brief personal note like this actually tell us about resilience or, you know, the unique bond we share with animals and the impact of just unwavering support?
It's a great question. So where does this one start?
Okay, so the first thing we see is who it's for.
Right.
It says, "My six beloved canine companions, Shadow Inc., and the four others who bravely stood by my side through the darkest hours."
Beloved canine companions. That phrasing immediately tells you just how central these animals were. It's not casual.
No, not at all. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we get two names, Shadow and Ink, and then this collective nod to four others.
Yeah, it does make you curious. Who are the other four? What were they like?
Exactly. How did they each offer support? And that phrase, darkest hours, wow. It immediately sets a tone of, you know, significant struggle.
It really does. And it's followed up pretty quickly with specifics about how they helped.
Okay.
The author credits them with unwavering loyalty, selfless love, and keen sensitivity to the unseen dangers.
Keen sensitivity to unseen dangers. That one jumps out.
It does, doesn't it? It also calls them a constant source of comfort and strength.
That unseen dangers part, though, it's really thought-provoking. Makes you wonder if animals can kind of perceive things we aren't consciously aware of.
Hmm. Perhaps offering a sense of security, maybe during vulnerable times. It's intriguing.
Yeah. You wonder about the nature of those dangers. Were they like emotional threats, a physical environment thing?
The ambiguity is part of it, I think. But it definitely underscores this profound connection, the protective role these dogs played.
Totally. And then there's that really powerful word that comes up, sacrifice.
Ah, yes. The author writes, "Your sacrifice, though deeply painful, serves as a testament to the profound bond between humans and animals."
A bond that transcended even the shadows of betrayal and despair. Whew.
Yeah. Using the word sacrifice suggests something significant was given up or endured by the dogs.
Right. Willingly, it seems.
It implies that. And even though we don't get the specifics, acknowledging how painful it was and linking it to overcoming betrayal and despair, well, speaks volumes about the depth of that connection.
It really highlights how deeply interwoven their lives must have been. It makes it clear this wasn't just about, you know, having a pet around. It was a bond forged in really difficult times, went way beyond simple affection.
Definitely. But the dedication doesn't actually stop with the dogs, does it?
No, that's right. It expands. It brings in human support, too.
Yeah, the author extends gratitude to the unwavering support of my family and those few true friends who stood by me when darkness threatened to consume me.
And notice the language again. Unwavering. Just like the dog's loyalty.
Exactly. That parallel between the dog's unwavering loyalty and the family and friends' unwavering support, it really underscores the reliability, the consistency of the help the author received.
From both human and animal circles.
Right. It kind of speaks to that fundamental human need for connection, for reliable support systems, doesn't it?
It does. And there's a really poignant message attached to this human support bit, too.
Which is?
Proving that even in the deepest valleys, the light of grace and human kindness can pierce the deepest gloom.
Mm, that's a powerful image.
Isn't it? It suggests that even in, like, total despair, genuine human connection can offer this vital spark of hope.
Almost like resilience isn't always a solo act. It's often fostered by the kindness of others.
Yeah, exactly.
And connecting that back to the author's journey, it just shows how navigating severe adversity often involves relying on a whole network, humans, animals, each offering something unique and vital.
Mm-hmm.
And the dedication itself kind of hints at this interconnectedness, you know,
Hmm.
love and support being crucial to overcoming hardship.
Absolutely. And, you know, the dedication also gives us a clue about the purpose of the book itself.
So,
well, it's described as a tribute to your unwavering devotion, a testament to your courage, and a lasting memorial to your love that's aimed at the dogs.
Okay, the tribute.
But it's also intended, it says, to be a beacon of hope for others facing adversity.
Ah, okay. So it has a dual purpose, honoring the dogs and offering hope.
Right. And that makes you think about how the dedication itself contributes to that message of hope.
Yeah, I mean, by openly acknowledging their own struggles and the sources of strength that help them through.
The author immediately creates this sense of shared humanity, maybe, with readers who might be facing their own stuff.
Exactly. The dedication, just in its brevity, becomes this little testament to finding light after darkness.
It's almost like the author is saying, look, I've been there, it was tough, but this love, this loyalty, it got me through. Maybe my story can help you too.
Nicely put. So if we zoom out a bit, look at the dedication as a whole.
Mm.
What are the central themes that really, really stand out for you?
Well, love, obviously, in different forms, selfless, unwavering.
Definitely love.
Mm.
And loyalty, for sure. From the animals, from the humans, it's a huge pillar.
Yeah. And just the sheer importance of that unwavering support when you're going through the hardest times.
Mm. Support. And ultimately, I think the overarching theme is overcoming adversity.
Right. With love and loyalty as these like crucial catalysts for resilience.
Yeah. And what's striking is how all these big, significant themes are just laid out right there at the start. Sets the emotional landscape for the whole book, really.
It's truly remarkable, isn't it? How much emotional weight and narrative suggestion can be packed into just a few lines.
It really is.
This dedication isn't just some formality at the beginning. It's like a concentrated story, connection, loss, resilience.
And the profound impact of both human and animal companionship during those struggles. It makes you appreciate acknowledging who supports us.
Definitely. And it highlights something really universal too, I think.
Which is?
Just the comfort and strength we draw from deep connections, whether with animals or people when things get tough.
Mm, yeah. A reminder of how essential those bonds are for our well-being, our ability to just keep going.
So to sort of recap our deep dive into this dedication, we've seen it offers this really powerful glimpse into a tough time.
Yeah, highlighting profound companionship, sacrifice from animals.
Alongside that crucial, unwavering support from family and friends.
It's really a testament to the enduring strength found in love and loyalty when life throws its worst at you.
And it underscores those vital roles that both our animal companions and our human connections play in helping us navigate challenges.
Finding that path toward hope, even when things feel incredibly dark.
So, a final thought for you, the listener. Maybe take a moment next time you pick up a book. Look at the dedication.
Mm.
What do those few words tell you about the author, their motivations, maybe even the underlying themes of the story you're about to read?
Yeah, how might those often brief expressions of gratitude and connection shape your understanding of the whole work?
It's definitely something worth reflecting on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.